Okay, let's talk about today, 11/4/2022. This is chart review at Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Dr. Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R, on 11/3. First patient is T-T. Three-year-old child seen with vomiting, chills, diagnosed with flu A, Tamiflu given. First, it was the doctor prescribed tablets. Then mom had to get a different prescription. Then the liquid, Dr. Wagner wrote 1 cc twice a day. Mom works there. She was very upset about the fact that she had to come back and forth. But what she's most upset about is the lack of examination by Dr. Wagner. She states that the doctor did not examine my child, did not look in his ears, did not listen to his lungs and heart and push on his tummy. This was noted by mom, who also, as I said, works for Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Our next patient is NP, 14-year-old with vaginal bleeding. Patient is having dysmenorrhea, and bleeding related to her period. Pregnancy test negative. Pain. Patient was reported lots of pain. No medication was given on discharge, and no treatment. Again, consider Lestida as a anti-prostaglandin source of vaginal bleeding, especially in the younger population. That's Lysteda. Okay. I left a message for the family to call me back. Next patient is RJ. RJ is 32-year-old male with sore throat and congestion, diagnosed with flu B. Given Tamiflu, was happy with the care. Next patient is AG, 25-year-old with sore throat or with soreness all over. She left because the wait was just too long, but she had nothing bad to say about the hospital. Next patient is AB, is a 7-year-old with congestion, positive flu A. Tamiflu was prescribed. She said, "I love Dr. Wagner," in quotation. Next patient is DG, 2-year-old with congestion, fever, has both flu A and B, treated with Tamiflu, left message for family to call me back. Next patient is MC, 6-year-old with cough and fever, flu B was diagnosed, and Tamiflu was given. Next patient, KR, 18-year-old with eye soreness, diagnosed with conjunctivitis, treated with gentamicin. Next patient, CW, 24-year-old with bites on the right leg, diagnosed with cellulitis of the right leg, white count was 8,000. Swab test for flu strep and COVID were negative, and this patient was treated with clindamycin, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is CW Junior. This is an 8-month-old baby with pink eye, otitis media, already on Augmentin, had some nausea and vomiting, treated with IM Zofran in the emergency room and liquid Zofran to take home. Next patient is, and follow up with TCP. Next number is BB, is a 50-year-old woman with tingling hand, clammy hands, weakness, CBC, CMP, CPK, cardiac workup negative. Chest X-ray was negative. CT of the head was negative. Was given Clonidine to control her blood pressure and then follow up with her PCP. Next patient is EL, is a 23-year-old with sore throat. Swab test negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis. No medication given. Left message for the patient to call me back. Next patient is GO, 42-year-old with lip ring causing pain. It was removed. The phone was disconnected. No antibiotics were given. Next patient is RC, 22-year-old with sweating, chills, vomiting, headache. Had a positive COVID, a positive strep test. Treated with diclofenac and zithromycin. Next patient is ML, 23-year-old took a pregnancy test that was positive, having nausea, CBC, CMP, urinalysis negative, UPT was positive, treated with Zofran in the ER. The phone number was left is a bad number. Next patient is BB, 9-year-old with cough, swab tests negative, positive URI negative, no treatments given. Diagnosed with URI, no treatments given, swab test negative. Next patient is JB, 6-year-old with cough, again, swab tests were negative. Diagnosed with URI, no treatment was given. Mom was happy regarding both of these patients. They were siblings, and they're doing well. No complaints regarding the visit or the physician. Next patient is KM, 43-year-old with chest pain. Patient had a cardiac workup, pregnancy test, D-dimer, chest x-ray, EKG, urinary drug screen, repeat blood work, all negative. Patient does have a history of diabetes. Treated with nitroglycerin and morphine. Apparently, patient had a death in her family, is very upset. No evidence of cardiac issues. Given patient's pain, cardiologist should have been called as per protocol, but was not. Phone number left in the emergency room was non-working number. Next patient is CM, is a 9-month-old with flu-like symptoms, positive flu A, diagnosed with and treated with Tamiflu. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is AT, 26-year-old with cough, fever, congestion, body ache. Also diagnosed with the flu A, treated with Tamiflu. Mom is doing well, and she's happy with the care and like Dr. Wagner. Next patient is FM, 2-year-old with runny nose, cough, congestion, positive flu A, Tamiflu given. Mom was complaining regarding lack of touching and exam by the physician. Next patient is CM, lack of exam by the physician in the emergency room. Next patient is CM, is a 26-year-old with congestion, fever, body ache, flu A diagnosed and treated with Tamiflu. Next one is MC, is a 14-year-old with severe headaches, CT of the head negative, pregnancy test negative, urinalysis negative, diagnosed with migraine headaches, given Indocin. Doing better now at home, but the Indocin makes her sleepy. She's going to see her primary care physician. Next patient is JB, is an 11-year-old with sore throat, cough, congestion, swab test negative, diagnosed with URI, no treatment given. Next patient is RR, 25-year-old with sore throat, can't eat or drink anything, positive strep, treated with Rocephin, Solumedrol, Toradol, white count 24,000, sent home with Zithromycin and Indocin. Again, strep was positive. There's no evidence of abscess formation or diagnosis of abscess noted. Next question is LM, is a 40, patient did not answer the phone, by the way. Next question is LM, is a 41-year-old with alcohol withdrawal. No exam, lab work was done. Patient was already on Xanax and Librium. He was referred to rehab. There's no explanation as how this came about. Next patient is SH, 31-year-old with chest pain, shortness of breath, enzymes times 2 negative, cardiac workup negative, swab test negative, HCG negative, urine and urine tox screen negative, chest x-ray negative, EKG was abnormal. Sent home with Indocin, cardiologist not called, especially with abnormal EKG, showed old infarct, cardiologist and Q waves, cardiologist should have been notified. Next patient is AR, is a 15-year-old with chest discomfort, cardiac workup negative, chest x-ray negative, EKG negative, diagnosed with pleurisy, but no treatment was offered. Thank you. Oh, left message for patient to call me back. Thank you.